Friends, this is a special chapter on the risk management in the trade finance. No activity under trade finance is without risk. Each and every step under the risk under the trade finance is carrying either this or that risk. Okay, therefore, it is very important to understand and identify the risk and mitigate the risk. Very important is a mitigation. First is identification. Several type of products are there. Therefore, for each type of product, there will be a different kind of risk. We are going to and we are trying to place before you the various risk which are identified under trade finance under the specific product and its relevance for mitigating that risk and ensure that everything goes smooth and seamless, right? So our objective is to understand and categorize various types of risk in the trade finance. Regulatory provisions are there by RBI, FEMA, ICC, Custom, which is impacting the risk. But to explore the institutional mechanism and trade products that reduces the exposure to risk is very important and apply the practical strategies to mitigate that risk or to hedge the trade related risk is very important. With this objective, we will continue our discussion on risk management. Taking this objective into consideration, we have devised our presentation structure such as first different kind of risk, types of risk, then regulatory framework where risk can be mitigated in India as well as global scenario, then risk mitigation tools in trade finance. Real-time example, real-world example of risk mitigation in practice, role of export credit agencies for mitigating of the risk, institutional ecosystem in risk management, and risk management life cycle in the trade finance or trade transactions, and little bit about the challenges in the risk and the best practices so as to avoid the risk or mitigate the risk. So trade finance transactions are, as I said, inherently exposed to wide array of risk, ranging from the credit and currency volatility to the political disruption and regulatory uncertainties of receiving the funds. Therefore, under the cross-border trade, which is growing in a voluminous manner, simultaneously it is also increasing its complexity also. So, effective management risk becomes an indispensable for all the stakeholders, including banks, exporters, importers, financial institutions, and the regulatory bodies also. In trade ecosystem, which governs the institutions like Reserve Bank of India, Director General of Foreign Trade, Indian Customs, operations under the stringent regulation framework, which is developed by them under international standard, including ICC rules, that is UCP 600, URC 522, URG 758, and the FEMA provisions. These regulations and guidelines establishes the necessary structure for mitigation of the trade risk. There are various types of risk, as we have seen, which is encountered in the trade finance operations. Evaluates the institutional and regulatory framework in place is very challenging, and discussion on both traditional and emerging tools is very important as far as the techniques of the risk mitigation is concerned. We will try to explore how recent developments such as digital transformation, global sanctions, and ESG compliance are reshaping the risk landscape and which is compelling the business to adopt more sophisticated tools, which is technology driven. Now, types of risk in trade finance. One by one, we will see into this. Recognition and categorization of risk is the first stage in developing an effective risk mitigation strategy. First and foremost and for important is, most important is a credit risk. Credit risk. Now, this credit risk arises when the counterparty, typically importer or buyer, fails to fulfill its payment obligation after the goods have been delivered. In export trade, this risk is particularly concerned when the seller ships the goods without upfront payment or sufficient security. In this credit risk, for example, you can take that an Indian exporter ships the machinery to an overseas buyer on open account term. You know what open account is. On open account terms. But the buyer becomes the insolvent before payment. Then there is a non-payment risk that is called as a credit risk. So mitigation tool for this credit risk is the letter of credit, credit insurance, that is ECGC, factoring or advance payment. This way how we can mitigate that credit risk. Next one is political or country risk. This is the risk which arises from the political and economical instability of the buyer's country. Or it may be seller's country also. This may lead to the non-payment, confiscation of the good, imposition of the sanction or the trade embargo on particular country. Example like I can cite that civil unrest, foreign exchange control, sanctions, sovereign defaults. These are some of the examples of the political and country risk. Mitigation tool consists of political risk insurance is to be covered by ECGC or maybe by issuance of the standard letter of credit, standby letter of credit, or maybe diversification across the market, not to this country, some other country we can very well export our goods. Next one is a foreign exchange risk. Now, foreign exchange risk is an inevitable risk. This will definitely come. When the trade deals are denominated in foreign currency, there will be movement of foreign currency and adverse movement in exchange rate between the contract agreement and the settlement time that can lead to the financial losses to either of the party. For example, you can say an Indian importer agrees to pay in US dollar, but the rupee depreciates before the payment is due, then it will be a costly affair for the Indian importer. Now, mitigation tool for this is forward contract can be booked and either under options or currency swaps or natural hedging strategy can be adopted so as to mitigate the foreign exchange risk. Next risk is a commercial risk. Commercial risk refers to the risk which arises from the business practices and non-performance or quality issue, misrepresentation or disputes regarding the product specification or timelines or supply of substandard goods. That is commercial risk. Late delivery, substantial or standard goods, breach of the contract, that is also covered under the commercial risk. So, this commercial risk can be mitigated by detailing the contract with Incoterms 2020, performance guarantee and dispute resolution clauses can be incorporated under the sales agreement. Next risk will be legal and regulatory risk. Legal and regulatory risk arises with the trade related legal and regulatory requirements which is imposed by the domestic or foreign authorities such as RBI, FEMA, Customs Act or international sanction regime. Example to better understanding is this, that violating the FEMA provision, failure to comply with the DGFT licensing norm, then breaching the UCP 600 rules under the LCC. So these are the violations where it has got a legal implication. That is why it is called as a regulatory risk. And the best mitigation tool is legal review of the documentation and the documents, regulatory compliance system, periodic training to the users, and use of AD bank for the remittance purpose, because they are called as an expert in handling the remittances. Next one will be the transport and logistic risk. This risk is also very important, because without transport, goods cannot be moved from one place to another, another place using the services of the logistic companies. So physical movement of goods across the border, definitely it exposes the parties to the damage, theft, delay, or loss in transit also many times. So these risks that can be also compounded by natural disaster, or maybe port congestion also, where there will be no place to download the goods or down the goods. In example, we can say that cargo damaged in transit and delay in custom clearance and misrouting. These are some of the examples of transport and logistic risk. To cover up this risk or mitigate this risk, marine cargo insurance or reliable logistic providers and multimodal transport documentation is the best option to mitigate the risk of transport and logistic risk. Then documentary risk. Documentary risk is a very important as far as the exporter and importers are concerned. In documentary credit or collection, there are always errors or inconsistencies in the documents that are submitted that may lead to the rejection of payment by the banks or customs authorities if there are inconsistencies. Documents are not alike. For example, discrepancy in invoice, incorrect bill of lading, this is missing certificate of origin. These are some of the gaps, and this is the risk. So to mitigate that risk, document checklist should be ready, and documents are checked under UCP 600. Professional trade finance services can be utilized, and electronic document handling, that is EUCP or e-bill of lading, can be used to mitigate the documentary risk. Eighth one will be the fraud and cyber security risk. Trade finance becomes increasingly digitalized, so there is always a threat of fraud, cyber attacks, and impersonalization of the growth grows significantly. For example, forged invoice is submitted, or fake shipping documents are submitted, or phishing attacks in LC messages. These are some of the examples of the fraud and cybersecurity risk. To mitigate that risk, the SWIFT network security, two-factor authentication, or 4i principles can be used for checking the documents. Know your customers and anti-money laundering and AML compliance is very much suggested to mitigate the risk of fraud and cybersecurity. Then environmental, social and governance, ESG, environmental, social and governance risk. This risk is recently come up because modern trade now considers the sustainability and ESG compliance as the key parameter also. So environmental violation, poor labor standard, or unethical sourcing, that may result the penalties or reputational losses. For example, exporting to the country with a human rights sanction and non-compliance with the European Union ESG, that is environmental, social and governance rules. Therefore, the tools for mitigating that risk suggested is ESG audit, sustainable sourcing policies, and adherence to the United Nations and WTO trade practices. This is the summary of the table where different kind of risk categories, as we have discussed now, and the typical clauses in the particular risk category, and how that risk will be mitigated is mentioned here. You can leisurely go through this table, which will be the conclusion of the type of risk and its mitigation. Now let us move to the regulatory framework in India and globally as far as the risk management is concerned. Both Indian and international regulators play a very critical role in ensuring that the trade finance remains transparent, efficient and secure. However, there are key institutions, there are rules, and there is a compliance mechanism also that influences the risk governance and trade finance, both domestically as well as internationally on the global stage. These institutions are, for number one, Reserve Bank of India. What is the framework? RBI in their central authority is regulating the foreign exchange management. And to ensure the macroeconomic stability, which monitors the external trade exposure and issues the guidelines for authorized dealers. Key RBI guidelines related to the trade risk consist in their publication, Master Direction on Import of Goods and Services, Master Direction on Export of Goods and Services, Trade Credit Guidelines are issued, LRS and ECB regulations are very, very meticulously issued by Reserve Bank of India to mitigate the risk of these transactions. So monitoring through the EDPMS is also advanced step, or IDPMS is also advanced step, and RBI also mandate the risk-based classification of the assets, prudential norms, external commercial borrowing caps to manage the financial and credit risk in the trade. Under Foreign Exchange Management Act, for all cross-border trade and the payment, there is always involving the foreign exchange in India. So FEMA ensures that the transactions are bona fide, documented, and within the country's foreign exchange regulations. The key provisions under FEMA consist of reporting and documentation requirement for all export-import transactions that is getting reported, right? Number one, restriction on remittances of sanction and high-risk jurisdiction that is has been placed under FEMA. Penalties are proposed for, and enforcement under the FEMA contravention of regulation for non-compliance, and enabling the power of Reserve Bank of India to issue the trade-related circulars. Third one is the Indian Customs and Directorate General of Foreign Trade. From RBI to FEMA, FEMA to Indian Customs and Directorate of Foreign Trade. All these together regulates the physical and procedural aspect of the cross-border trade, directly impacting the logistical, compliance, and the documentary risk. Here, the role of customs will be clearance and examination of the export-import cargo, enforcement of the risk management system, and valuation under the custom valuation rule and HSN classification. DGFT's rule, its roles is formulation of foreign trade policy and implementation of it, then issuance of the IEC, that is import-export code, then grant export incentive and obligation monitoring, and regulation of the dual use of the restricted items. This is how exactly the roles are divided to these agencies. Now, International Chamber of Commerce is the next organization who issues the certificate of origin for the goods. ICC provides globally accepted rules and practices to reduce the commercial and legal risk in the trade finance. Its guidelines are essential for ensuring the standardization and predictability in cross-border transaction. The key ICC instruments are very important, that is UCP 600, URC 522, URDG 758, EUCP, EURC, Incoterms 2020. These are some of the instruments or publications issued by the International Chamber of Commerce. By mistakenly, I have narrated the Certificate of Origin, which is not connected to the International Chamber of Commerce. Okay, that I'm sorry for that. Now, next one will be International Regulation and Agreement. International Regulation and Agreement. This agreement happens country-wise. WTO is one of the trade facilitation and dispute resolution system. UNCITRAL is a model law of international commercial contract. And CISG is a convention of the contract for the international sale of the goods, which is harmonization contract law in cross-border sales. So this multilateral trade and financial framework also is in place so as to mitigate the risk in international trade, trade finance risk. OECD guideline also available, where the risk assessment for the export credit agencies are undertaken. Basel 3 and 4 norms for the purpose of capital adequacy and operational risk management for the banks is in place, and MIGA is a World Bank, that is political risk insurance for outward investment. Next one is the export credit agencies and ECGC. Worldwide, there are agencies who can provide the credit guarantees to the exporters. It offers the standard and the specific policies to the exporters, provides credit insurance cover to the banks for the post and pre-shipment finance, works in coordination with RBI and DGFT under FTP. These 3 points are pertaining to the ECGC in India, which is one of the export credit agency. Next one will be the Financial Intelligence Unit, FIU, IND, and AML-CFT compliance. All the trade finance transactions in India must comply with anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism, countering financing terrorism norms under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, that is PMLA. Banks and financial institutions are required to report always the suspicious transaction to FIU IND and conduct an enhanced due diligence for the high-risk countries or entities. Having understood the agencies to mitigate the tools, agencies who have developed the tools to mitigate the risk. Now let us understand the risk mitigation tools in trade finance. Agencies' role we have seen. Those agencies have developed the tools. Now which are those tools in high-risk environment across the border trade, cross-border trade, managing exposure to the commercial, political, currency and compliance risk is essential for the exporters, importers, banks and insurance. So risk mitigation in trade finance is achieved through a combination of financing instruments, institutional support, regulatory practices and contractual safeguard. The tools which are available can be broadly classified into 5 categories. The tools, risk management tools, can be categorized into 5 categories. Financial instrument, risk sharing mechanism, regulatory and institutional support, contractual and legal tools, and finally the technological safeguards. These are the 5 broad-based classification of the tools available for mitigation of risk. Let us see one by one. Financial instrument. how this tool, financial instrument tool, is taking care of risk mitigation. For example, letter of credit. This is widely used and it assures the payment to the exporters upon compliance with the documentary terms. This is regulated by ICC's UCP 600. And risk mitigated is credit and performance risk, which is used by the bank and exporters as well as importers. Bank guarantee also comes under that. There's another tool which assures the performance or the payment obligation in case of contractual default by one party. Bank guarantees are regulated by uniform rules for demand guarantees and RBI norms. And the risk mitigated is by issuance of performance guarantee, contractual payment risk, contractual guarantee and payment risk guarantee. Third one will be the bill for collection, either on DP basis or DA basis. Documents are handed over against the payment for acceptance for the borrower. Regulated regulations are applicable under URC 522. And risk mitigated is credit risk limited and the documentary risk. Now, next one is a trade credit insurance. Trade credit insurance covers the losses due to the buyer's default or political upheaval. In India, it is offered by ECGC, trade credit insurance, right? Risk is mitigated by credit and political risk is mitigated. Next one will be the forward contract and currency hedge. Forward contract is used to lock the exchange rates for the future payment. It is regulated by RBI under FEMA. And risk mitigated is foreign exchange risk. Now number two, after the letter of credit, risk sharing and credit enhancement mechanism. This mechanism also takes care of mitigation of the risk. And the tools under this will help the banks and exporters to reduce or transfer the risk to other financial institutions and sovereign agencies. So export credit agencies like ECGC in India, ECS ensures the finance trade transaction against the country and commercial risk. Risk mitigated under this ECA will be the country risk and credit risk. Then factoring and forfeiting. There are forms of receivable finance. These are the forms of receivable finance, receivable financing. In factoring, the exporter sells the receivable to the factors with or without recourse. In forfeiting, a one-off receivable is sold without recourse. So, it is regulated by RBI for factoring, UCC rules, and risk mitigated is a credit risk and liquidity risk. Then participation guarantee. Participation guarantee is also another tool which is used in syndicated trade loans where risks of financing is shared among the multiple financiers. Now number three, regulatory and institutional safeguard. Under this, RBI and FEMA guidelines prescribes the rules for the trade credit, foreign exchange exposure and prudential norms. This is mandate risk classification and provisioning and reporting. Next one will be the Basel norms 3 and 4. Bank must maintain the adequate capital and the risk-weighted assets against the trade exposure. And finally, this Know Your Customer, that is KYC and anti-money laundering norms, require to verify the legitimacy of the counterparties and prevalent part. Fourth type of risk mitigation is legal and contractual tools. Legal and contractual tools. Under this, well-documented or well-drafted contracts are recommended. In that, there will be, first one will be Incoterms. Incoterms 2020. In this, standardized delivery terms that defines the obligation, risk and cost sharing, which we have already seen in earlier chapter, special chapter on Incoterms. This is issued by ICC and risk is mitigated like delivery risk and interpretation risk. Both risks are mitigated by referring to the Incoterms 2020, and this is important tool under legal and contractual tools. Second one is the arbitration and dispute resolution clauses. These contractual provision clauses definitely will resolve the cross-border trade disputes via recognized arbitration forum. Then force majeure clause is also limits the liability in uncontrollable events like war, pandemic situation and natural disaster. Fifth one is a digital and technology tools. Under this, modern trade increasingly relies on the digital platforms for documentation verification and execution of finance. Under this, there is a usage of blockchain and smart contract is very well recommended so as to mitigate the risk under digital and technology tools. So use immutable automated execution of the trade terms and conditions, and risk mitigated will be the fraud risk and delay risk. Second one will be the EUCP and EURC. Digital version of ICC rules for electronic handling of the document, and risk mitigated will be documentary discrepancies. Third one is digital trade platforms like Trades, Swift, ICE Gates. This allows tracking, clearance and electronic payment across the stakeholders. So risk mitigated under this digital trade platform will be delay and compliance risk.